time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
And Greyhound Racing New South Wales, Dave Counter. Morning, Dave.
Good morning to you, Cozzy. Just at the start, Goulburn, today's meeting has been abandoned.
That's right, due to the state of the track there, the weather and so forth. Now, the next Greyhound adoption day has been confirmed and it's in the east.
Yes, indeed, Cos. It's been finalised and it's less than a fortnight away. And to give us all the details, Mick Cowley from Greyhound Racing New South Wales is on the line. Mick, good morning. As Cosy mentioned, I believe Sydney's next Greyhound adoption day has moved east of Wentworth Park.
It has indeed. Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Cozzy. Yes, we're heading east. We've been all over the place recently. We went up to Maitland for a regional one and out to Bathurst on the first day of winter, which was a lovely spring day on the first day of winter. But this time we're headed east. We're going to Rose Bay. So on the 30th of June, last day of the financial year, we'll be hopefully ending the year on a big note for adoptions, having that day at Rose Bay. And the plan is that we'll have around 40 plus greyhounds available to find new homes on that day. And hopefully, if success rates continue the way they are, we'll hopefully rehome a lot of them, if not all of them.
Oh, that's fantastic. Whereabouts exactly in Rose Bay, Mick, is the adoption day going to be held?
It's going to be at a park there called Lion Park, L-Y-N-E Park. It's a lovely location. It'll be a fantastic day for everybody. Yeah, should make it come out and make a day of it. Families, couples, singles, you name it, they all should get out there. There'll be the usual stuff that these days do have, such as the face painting, the food, the barbecue, the coffee, all that sort of stuff. There's plenty of activities for the kids, but more than anything, the focus will be on the pets, these lovable dogs. People can come down, they can register beforehand, come down, have a look at the dogs, maybe just get a feel for it, ask questions. There's plenty of Greyhounds as pet staff that will be on hand during the day to ask any sort of questions you want. And as we've said in the past, Dave, it's not about turning up and finding a dog and away you go. It's about matching the dog with your circumstances and your environment, whether you've got other small dogs, whether you've got children, no children, whether you're a full-time worker, a part-time worker. The gap employees actually go right through the process so they know which dog suits which environment and which circumstances. So it takes a lot of the risk out of it, so that hopefully the dog will go into your home, adapt perfectly, and you'll have that forever pet.
Lion Park in Rose Bay, I know it well, Mick. There's plenty of parking. It's located on New South Head Road, opposite the back of the golf course there, and it's just near the ferry wharf, so it's open to everyone. It's a fantastic location.
Plenty of access to it, Dave, and that's one of the good things. Yeah, you don't like to put these events in locations that people find it difficult to get to or difficult to stop and park. You try and make it as easy an adventure as possible so that people can get out there and have a good experience. Yeah, the worst thing, as you well know, I'm sure, having gone to plenty of footy games, the worst thing is if you struggle to get a parking spot, you're kind of on the outer before you even get into the ground. So we want to hopefully take that away and make it a pleasurable experience for one and all, and particularly for those who are going to take a dog home.
Now, I used to live just up the road from there, Mick, and I saw quite a few folk already there walking retired greyhounds, and the demographics were well spread. There were 18 to 24-year-olds, 25 to 39s, and 40-pluses. So I used to see regularly four or five people walking their greyhounds around the area, and of course they'd let them have a run at the golf course after the players had finished for the day. So it's a terrific move. Lion Park, Rose Bay, Sunday week, the 30th of June. And could this be the start of more suburban adoption days, Mick?
Look, possibly so, Dave. As we've spoken about in the past, we've had days at Wentworth Park and they've always been a great success, those national adoption days. Like the last one was 37 out of 41 dogs found new homes that day back in April. The Inner West is obviously an area that, as like you said, with the eastern suburbs, people walking retired greyhounds, adopted greyhounds, you do see a lot of that around the Inner West as well. Because there is that same demographic in the eastern suburbs, that's why we've chosen to go to Rose Bay to hopefully cater to that market as well. But as we found at the Bathurst Adoption Day, it doesn't matter where you live, you can still turn up at these adoption days. At Bathurst, a handful of the dogs who ended up being adopted that day were to people who'd driven up from places such as Sydney, such as Yerrumbull. There was a lady who came from Yerrumbull in the Southern Highlands to adopt a dog because she found it on the website and fell in love on the website and came and they met and away they went. So it doesn't matter where you don't need to be from the eastern suburbs. It's just a venue for us to put our dogs on show and hopefully find new homes for all of them, Dave.
Fantastic, Mick.
Also on that day too, I know that you've had Tony Mestrov, our CEO, on previously talking about it, and on that day too, our new GAP ambassador will be there, and very high profile person. Obviously, can't say too much at this stage, but okay. Very very well known, high profile Australian celebrity.
Wow, that's terrific! So. A new one. We've had Todd McKenney in various parts of Australia being the ambassador, and so we've got a new one to announce. Well, I look forward to the announcement of that, and we'll get that on Going Greyhounds as well, Mick.
Absolutely, yeah. It's Todd's been fantastic, and obviously loves his dogs, and has been good for the national campaign. But this is a Greyhounds Pets New South Wales ambassador. It's the first time we've actually had one, and I'm sure when it is announced, quite a few people will go, "Wow, that's quite good. That's amazing. It's really good to hear."
That's terrific. Yes, the awareness campaign that we're pushing and that. It really needs to be known by everyone who would love a wonderful companion. The greyhounds, they've got a lovely temperament. They're very healthy for large dogs. They don't require a stack of exercise, and they don't get that doggy smell. They only need a bath every couple of months, and because they have minimal oil in their coats, and they don't shed fur everywhere.
Mate, you're absolutely right with all those. You've ticked all the boxes there, Dave, and that's exactly what they're like. And I know we've spoken about misconceptions of greyhounds and that sort of thing, but All you have to do is turn up on the day and I guarantee you'll fall in love with them.
Fantastic. Go to GAPNSW, that's GAP New South Wales, GAP Greyhounders Pets, gapnsw.com.au. It's recommended that you submit an application form before the GAP day just to help all involved. But Sunday week, June 30, from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. at Lyon Park, L-Y-N-E Park, on New South Head Road at Rose Bay. Mick Cowley from Greyhound Racing New South Wales, as always, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks very much, Dave.
Eastern Suburbs Gap Day. Yeah. Terrific, Sean.
Now the new calendar's out.
The racing calendar, and Dapto will retain its Thursday night slot. In the GRNSW draft calendar, it was mooted that Wentworth Park would move from the Wednesday night to Thursday night to align with the other capital cities, and Dapto would go to Saturday night. Well, submissions on those proposals in the July to June racing calendar were encouraged, and after a number of reasons were taken into account, including the many community uses the Dapto Club's facilities are there for on a Saturday, Greyhound Racing will remain there on a Thursday night. GRNSW took Dapto's submissions into account. Full details are on the dogs.com.au website. And they include a change to Saturday night meetings at Wentworth Park. Sean, from July the 1st, Saturday night racing at Wenty will have a new start time around 6 p.m. A bigger TV audience and more attractive for patrons to attend at the earliest start.
All right, now Brisbane tonight, big meeting there.
Oh, go the Blues, Coz. Yeah, Albion Park tonight hosts two heats of the Group 1 Tab Gold Cup for the stayers. New South Wales has Blue Moon Rising and Poco Dorado for John and Minnie Finn in Heat 1. Kennelmate Veloce Nero in Heat 2, along with Little Digger for Ray Smith. The heats are races 7 and 8 on the card. Defending champ Tornado Tears from Victoria will jump from his bogey box, box 6 in heat number 2, and he's currently the $1.80 tab fix favourite for that heat. Racing begins 6:49 this evening, the first of 5 Group 3 Tab Flying Amy Classic heats begin in race 2. New South Wales Greyhounds are very well represented in all of those heats. Tavita Shadow for Glenn Smith has been scratched from heat 1. Annika for Tommy Savellis comes out of Heat 3. Far More Fears for Steve Scott has been scratched from Heat 4. While you can take out Oxley 1 for Jeff Ahern from the 5th heat. You can watch all the action on Sky Racing or hear it here on Sky Sports Radio. Sean?
All right, and you got a winner today?
Yeah, just repeating, Goulburn has been abandoned to the weather and state of the track. Maitland races from 4:04 this afternoon. The best bet, race 7, number 1, Bears Octane. Race 7, number 1. Best value, race 8, number 4, Smart Songar. Race 8, number 4, Dapto tonight from 7:13. Best bet, race 5, number 5, Ari is the one, 5:05. Value bet, race 10, number 2, I'm a Fab. All those tips along with the form and everything else at thedogs.com.au. Cos.
Good on you, Dave. Talk to you tomorrow.
Look forward to it.